Because no, the first
performance.
President for an hour has failed. There have been growing protests since the president gave up on talks to join the European Union. For some analysis, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lincoln Mitchell, an associate research scholar at Columbia University's Harriman Institute. Professor Mitchell, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Why are the people of Ukraine so upset that their president has broken off these talks with the EU?
Well, the people of Ukraine, particularly in the western part of Ukraine, including Kyiv, really see Ukraine as moving towards a European future. And this is a big ambition for their country, and their president didn't represent them. Having said that, Yanukovych, he was never a big Europe fan, and he's always been closer to Russia. So this is not a huge surprise coming from Yanukovych.
You know, for many people around the edges of the European Union these days, seeing the sort of tough love that's been applied in places like Greece and Spain, it may not be what they want, or at least they don't think they want. So is that part of the equation here in Ukraine?
No. What's part of the equation for Yanukovych is really being pulled between Europe and Russia. And Ukraine is a country that is very much divided, right? I mean, to some extent, eastern Ukraine is sympathetic towards Russia and feels much more Russian. Western Ukraine feels definitively European. Now, there is an and Ukraine's economy has its problems, so even parts of Europe look much better, but it's also symbolic. For people who support Europe, this is a symbol. This is a symbol of Ukraine being embraced where it belongs culturally and in its kind of natural home. So it has symbolic import as well as economic and political import.
Do the people have a sense that if they went with the European Union that, I don't know, it might lead to more modernization? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Well, certainly it would lead to more modernization. It would lead to more integration with modern economies. It would lead to economic development. Having said all that, this is an association agreement. It's a first step. It didn't mean Yanukovych turned down European Union membership. It means that the government, you know, if they approve of this, they begin down the path. It's not, you know, there's still no guarantee they ever get in.
And, of course, the U.S. watching this, Secretary of State Kerry not going to Ukraine but going to Moldova next door. I mean, how much pressure, or is that the right word to use here, is the U.S. intending to apply here?
The U.S. is, it seems to me, is most likely going to apply pressure to not have this thing end violently. That's what they don't want. They don't want a crackdown on the streets of Kyiv. They don't want this to get out of hand. This is a complicated question. Yanukovych is, for better or for worse, the democratically elected president of Ukraine. That parliament is, for better or for worse, the democratically elected parliament. Now, having said all that, since coming into power, Yanukovych has rolled back some of the democratic gains of Ukraine. It is a less free country than it was a few years ago, primarily because of what he's done in the media and areas like that. However, when the democratically elected government makes a decision, you know, the people kind of have to live with it, at least until the next election. That's what this is about right now.
How is Russia responding to all this, if at all?
Well, Russia's very happy. I mean, Russia put a lot of pressure and waved a lot of money and made a lot of threats so that Ukraine would not accept this European Association Agreement. And in the short term, they won. However, in the long term, what's clear now is that if Yanukovych, you know, survives the next 2 weeks, which I think is probably going to happen, in 2015, when he's up early 2015 for re-election, he's going to lose. He's probably, if you had to bet, would lose to a... Well, I can't tell you why. I know which one. He would lose to Vitaly Klitschko, who is a pro-European, pro-Western guy. So in the long run, this isn't good for Russia, but in the short run, it's a victory. They have to come up with a strategy for 2015 now because the pro-Europe forces already have one. And my fear is that strategy is that Yanukovych cracks down more and begins to weaken Ukrainian democracy even more as part of his effort to stay in power. That's kind of the worst-case scenario for Ukraine.
Okay, thanks for your time this morning and your analysis. Lincoln Mitchell is an associate research scholar at Columbia University's Harriman Institute. KCBS News Time, 5:36.
The new year is just around the corner, and you know what that means, endless possibilities. We don't know what...